In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things made to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But for those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, but by human choice, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning and Merry Christmas. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. A child is born for us, and a son is given to us. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. God comes to us unexpectedly and always surprises us. Who expects the Almighty God to be born a tender, tiny child? No one. Yes, love can do anything. For love, even the impossible is possible. And our God is love. Right from the beginning, it was so told, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between you, your seed, and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. This woman, who was expected from generation after generation, starting from Adam and Eve, as the fullness of time is arrived. She is Mary, the mother of Christ, the mother of God. He shall bruise your head, that is the seed of the woman. That is, mankind descended from Eve will eventually gain the victory over the powers of evil. This victory will, of course, be gained through the work of the Messiah, who is par excellence the seed of the woman. Why this all-powerful and all-knowing God wanted to be born a child? Pope Benedict XVI answered it like this, quote, "Dear brothers and sisters, again and again the beauty of this gospel touches our hearts, a beauty that is the splendor of truth. Again and again it astonishes us that God makes himself a child so that we may love him, so that we may dare to love him, and as a child, trustingly lets himself be taken into our arms. It is as if God were saying, I know that my glory frightens you, and that you are trying to assert yourself in the face of my grandeur. So now I am coming to you as a child, so that you can accept me and love me." Who can be afraid of a child? No one. Yes, this is our God, you see. He is the God, the creator of this wonderful universe, but become a tiny, tender child for love for us. Yes, nature loves the little ones, the babies. We love a child by instinct. We want to touch, to embrace and kiss him or her. Jesus became a child to show us the beauty of babyhood. He was born a child to sanctify human life, to teach us the dignity and sacredness of human life, right from the beginning to the end, from conception to resurrection. Believe it or not, know it or not, every child is planned and wanted by God. In our common language, we say the unwanted pregnancies. His father and mother may not want or plan it to be conceived, but God from eternity has him or her in mind. When a child is conceived, it is not by accident. The triune God knowingly, willingly, and lovingly created them on purpose. Let us respect and love life. Christmas literally means Christ's Mass or Christian's Mass, but its theological meaning goes beyond that. It is about the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. It is about joy, about peace, about love and life. When a baby is born, naturally we rejoice. His family rejoices. When Jesus was born, all human family are rejoiced. Not only the earth, but both heaven and the earth are rejoiced. The angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." How can a powerful and all-knowing God be a tender, tiny baby? Yes, for God is all possible, and he did it. He becomes Emmanuel, God with us. He becomes Emmanuel to the babies. He becomes Emmanuel to the young. He becomes Emmanuel to the old. Emmanuel to all men and women. And Emmanuel to the angels. St. Paul tells us the supremacy, of Christ. The plan of God is to recapitulate it all in Christ. And he says these words about this wonderful Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Or in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or principalities or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. This is our Jesus who is born today to reconcile everything and liberate every man and woman and the whole creation. The angel Gabriel said to Mary and Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The name Jesus is God saves. Yes, God saves us. He is the Savior of the world, the Savior of all mankind, the Savior of you and me. Saint Paul said, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich." Yes, we are rich this day of Christmas. The vital question is how to meet and receive this Jesus. You see, we are free beings. We can reject him, as we have heard in the gospel. He came to his own, and his own rejected him. It is very sad. It is very disastrous to be able not to accept to your Savior. Yes, how to personalize what he brought. He brought us a new life, the life lost in paradise, the life of God, the life of grace, the life of glory and happiness. Yes, this brought for each one of us. How to personalize accepting this life? The joy, the peace, the love, and the fullness of life. As he said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of John 10:10. How do I participate in and share this abundant life? This is our call and this is our mission. How to make your own and how to share and carry it to the people. Let us listen attentively to what the Holy Father Francis said to every Christian and to every family, how to personalize this priceless gift. It is easy to forget the true meaning of Christmas these days, he said. That is why this Pope Francis has offered pilgrims and Christians this short guide to Christmas. He said, the most important rule is to make room for baby Jesus. Yes, I am sure all of you have at home a little spot for this Jesus. It is good, but it is a symbol. But the main thing is, you see, not to put Jesus, you see, there, but to put Jesus in our heart. He should get a little spot, maybe greater, growing in our heart. And every Christian must have a room, a little room. This is the meaning. This is why he came to the world. Every Christian family can welcome Jesus just like Mary and Joseph did. They can listen to him, talk to him, protect him, and grow with him. And in doing so, they can change the world. Let us make room in our hearts and in our day to welcome Jesus. The Pope continues, and he stresses that during Christmas, Christians should rejoice and share their joy with others, but not only with parties. Some will say, Father, we organized a party and everyone is happy. This is fine. Parties are good, but they are not the core of the Christian joy we're talking about. Traditionally, Christmas is the moment of giving, forgiving, and receiving gifts. Pope Francis warns against the dangers of giving into consumerism. Don't let Christians become a celebration of consumerism, appearances and pointless gifts or superfluous waste. Rather, let it be the feast when one joyfully welcomes the Lord in the manger of the heart. But what is Christmas all about? Pope Francis has repeatedly called it the feast of poverty and has asked Christians to celebrate it accordingly. This is the true nativity, the feast of poverty of God who annihilated himself, assuming the nature of a slave, of God who served at the table, of God who hid himself from the intelligent and the wise, and instead revealed himself to the smallest, the simple, and the poor. With this advice, Pope Francis calls on everyone to rediscover the real meaning of Christmas. So, as the Gospel concluded, for those who have received him, he gave them the authority to be children. Thanks God, we are children of God. We are children of light. We are brothers and sisters. We have the citizenship of eternal life. Yes, this day, dear brothers and sisters, let us renew our baptismal promises to receive this joy, this love, this happiness, this peace today on the Christmas day, and go ahead enlightening the world, living this joy and love at home with our family and everywhere we go. This is our mission. Let's reawaken. Let's be what we are, children of God and the children of truth. May God give us this little baby Jesus for each one of us to be renewed and live for him in love and for love. God bless you.